Yeah. So look, arithmetic and geometric means, it sort of comes into this topic, but you already know what an arithmetic mean is anyway, because that's basically just an average. So add them all together and divide by the number. The reason it sort of gets brought into this topic is, if you've got two numbers and you want to create an arithmetic series and put the number in the middle, then you find the average of the two numbers. And then that would be the term that goes in the middle to create an arithmetic series. So add them together and divide by the number you have, which is why a geometric mean is a similar sort of thing, but instead of adding, we're multiplying. So if you wanted to find a term that was in the middle of two other terms, you'd multiply them together and then find the square root of the number. If it was three terms, then you'd multiply them together, find the cube root. Four terms, multiply them together, find the fourth root, and so on and so on. And that's what a geometric mean is. So instead of adding them up, we multiply, and instead of dividing, we find the nth root, however many terms we've got. So if the two numbers were 4 and 25, then the arithmetic mean, add them together, divide by 2, we get 29 on 2, which is, of course, 14 and a half. So that tells me that 4, 14 and a half, 25 would form an arithmetic sequence. If I find the geometric mean, multiply them together, I get 100, square root is 10, then that's telling me that 4, 10, 25 actually is a geometric sequence. Of course, with a geometric mean, if I'm talking about two terms, it could also be negative, because I could have gone 4, negative 10, positive 25, if that ratio was a negative number. So, and that's all there is to really arithmetic means and geometric means. It's not actually part of the syllabus, but that idea of, well, if I've got two terms and I want to find the term that's in the middle, that's where it becomes a useful idea. So, handful of questions there from 6F to just have a look at with those ideas. Okay.